I'm Steve Miller reporting. In a chaotic 28 hours at NATO, U.S. President Donald Trump disparaged longtime allies, cast doubt on his commitment to the Mutual Defense Organization, and sent the 29-member PAC into a frenzied emergency session.
Yesterday, I let them know that I was extremely unhappy with what was happening, and they have substantially upped their commitment, yeah. And now we're very happy and have a very, very powerful, very, very strong NATO, much stronger than it was 2 days ago.
Trump claimed member nations had agreed to significantly boost their defense budgets and reaffirmed that the United States remains faithful to the accord. American consumers may soon be paying more for common household goods because of a new round of tariffs being considered for Chinese imports. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the details.
Tariffs imposed by the Trump administration so far have steered clear of consumer goods. But now the administration's looking at raising import fees on common household items, most notably toilet paper. President Trump is threatening another round of tariffs in retaliation for retaliatory duties China slapped on $34 billion of U.S. goods Friday. Everything from hats, refrigerators, vacuum cleaners, and seafood like tilapia is on the proposed list. One trade expert predicts consumers will see higher prices perhaps before Christmas time. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Severe flooding and landslides have claimed the lives of at least 200 people in Japan. Nearly 7,000 remain in evacuation shelters. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe visited an evacuation center and promised help. This is VOA News. Jonathan Volanthin, a British civilian diver who was among the group who found 12 schoolboys and their soccer coach trapped in the flooded Tam Luang Cave,